Good morning. Good morning, and welcome to worship. Right at the commencement of our meeting, I just need to announce, in case you are not aware, that Major Gillian Andrews was promoted to glory at the beginning of this week. It's good to see Major here this morning, and just want him to know that we're praying for you right throughout the Corps. May God bless you. Now, our meetings, the poor you have with you always, but today we've got rich, because we've got Majors Martin and Michelle Wheeler, who are mission enablers. Pardon, what are they? Most people have been saying, so maybe you could tell us what we are. Mission enablers, we should all know about it actually, and they're for the whole of the Anglia Division. So they've got a very, very tough job and plenty to do, but we're really pleased that they're able to come and worship with us today. They will be worshiping with us tonight as well at 5:30, so we welcome you along to that. So all it needs me to do is to ask you to give a real good Felixstowe welcome to the Majors. Would you do that?
Thank you so much. When we arrived this morning, I was very impressed with the warmth of the welcome. You've got a wonderful welcome team here, haven't you? But it's been lovely to just walk around and shake hands with people as well. I've shaken hands with as many of you as I could get to. If I haven't shaken your hand, it's not because I don't like you and because I'm trying to ignore you. Come and shake my hand afterwards. But there's just a limit to how many people you can get to talk to. Being mission enablers, just in case anybody's going to spend the meeting wondering about that, Martin and I actually prefer the term encouragers. We see ourselves as going round the division, meeting with officers and members of Corps, and encouraging you in the work that you're doing. There are so many people who would slap you down and telling you you're not doing it good enough. That's not our job. We're not enforcers. We're not here to make sure that you obey the army rules and regulations, although I'm sure you do. But we don't see our role as enforcers. We see our role as encouragers. And we just love being with people. Martin and I were in Corps for 22 years, mostly in the Yorkshire Division. Then we spent 6 years at the training college and have been in the wonderful Anglia Division for a year. So we have really blessed, God has blessed us in our ministry and in the people that he has taken us to. So I hope that's given you enough, that you're not going to keep on thinking about it now. And we can get involved in worship, because that's what we're here for. We're not here just to meet our friends, although that's part of gathering together as the community of God. We're here to focus upon God and on all that he wants to say to us today. So we're going to have to start our time of worship a call to worship, which is based on Psalm 100. And I will read the words that are in normal print. And if when it gets to the bold print, let us enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. If you could respond to what I have said. And hopefully this will help us to focus our minds and our hearts on God this morning. Come before the Lord with joyful songs, because he is good, because he is generous, because we lack nothing. Let us enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Serve the Lord with gladness, because of his greatness and justice, because he puts an end to war and to all forms of violence. Let us enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Come before the Lord with joy, because he is faithful to his promises, because his word is eternal. Let us enter his gates with thanksgiving. Know that the Lord is God, and we are his people, his community, his family. Let us enter his gates with thanksgiving
and his courts with praise.
It is he who has made us to the praise of his name, and therefore today, in the same spirit, we have a festival to celebrate his peace. Let us enter his gates with thanksgiving
and his courts with praise.
Right. That was okay. Just this final thing to say. Let's say it's something really that we come expectant, wanting to worship and wanting to praise God. So let us
enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise.
Amen. And we're going to continue that as we sing. Praise my soul, the King of heaven, to his feet thy tribute bring. Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiven. The whole gospel in those four words. Ransomed, healed, restored, forgiving. Who like thee his praise should sing? Praise him, praise the everlasting King. Please stand if you're able and we'll sing the four verses straight through. Thank you. Going to continue with another song which focuses our attention on Jesus, because he is the one, he is the reason that we are here. It is him that we love and him we should be focusing on. I know that for some of you at this moment you are focusing on my husband. He is having a lovely time, so just leave him to it and all will become clear later on. This is part of prayer time that he is preparing himself for. But we're going to sing Jesus is Lord. Creation's voice proclaims it. For by his power, each tree and flower was planned and made. And if it's all right, we'll sing the three verses straight through, please. Thank you.
Thank you. about you, really. I'll tell you. For a number of occasions I've been round to the division, I've talked about Sunday being this fulcrum point. Now, for those who are into their physics, they will know what a fulcrum point is. It's the point at which things turn or balance. Is that correct? Good. Oh, I'm relieved about that. One day, Michelle and I went to a place and talked about shepherds and sheeping and that kind of thing, only to find there was a shepherd in the audience who contradicted what we were saying. So at least with physics, we're on the same page. Now, it strikes me that this Sunday, like any Sunday, is a very special occasion. It's a fulcrum point. Because you bring stuff from last week, and it becomes, in the crucible of our worship, talked about, shared, thought about, considered, and prayed for. But something else happens as well. Because we then take all of what we've done today, the fellowship, the conversations, the essence of worship, and it inspires us for the week ahead. And it takes us to our week. Can you see the point there? Sunday is such an important day. Those people say, I don't need to go to church. I can worship on my own. I can sit in my chair and just that. But I think they're missing the point. So, I've built a set of scales to try and think about this. Now, here we go. I'll just hold it there because it doesn't quite balance. Oh, yeah. Oh, look at that. This was made in my garage a few weeks ago. There we go. The IKEA will be proud of me here. So, let's put that there. Let's empty that stuff out there. And put that there. Now, what have we brought to worship? What of the stuff of last week have we brought? Now, the key thing is for Terry, the extraordinary circumstances of this week. And we bring that into our worship. And so we add that, our concerns, our anxieties, our sadness of the previous week. And there may be others, certainly not as extreme as that, but there may be others to do with stress with jobs or financial concerns. What else have we brought? It's going to be interactive now, okay? So what else have we brought to worship?
Gratitude.
Gratitude and thanks. So we'll add that to our scale, if you like. What else have we brought to worship?
Praise.
And praise. We've done already that. So we brought this sense of praise and worship.
Compassion.
For who? Yeah. Compassion for those that we've worked with this week, perhaps coming to your coffee shop or to other things that have been happening. There's that sense we bring the burdens of others to our worship, don't we? That makes sense. I think that explains that one really quite. That's a lovely word. Yeah. Okay, we bring those prayers with us as well. Anything else? How's school going? When was it half term? Yeah, I've got all really confused because wherever I go, half term seems to happen in different places. Yeah, I won't go any further than that. How was school? Was it all right? Good? Yeah, enjoy it? Let's bring school and education to our worship this morning. Anything else? Oh, hang on. Your leaders. Are you thinking of just in this place? In this church, the leadership team. Yeah. And there was a voice that happened over there somewhere.
Companionship.
Now, you see, when we walked in, we saw how people were interacting with each other. My goodness, we were a friendly place. No one's disagreeing just yet. So. But we've been a number of times now, and we look forward to coming. And we've met, what's really nice, we've met people at different things, like the retreat we were at, and the fellowship band that we've been to. And suddenly faces are becoming like friends and family. This job we do is awful, because we feel lost at times, because we haven't got a community. We are core officers at heart. That's where we have flourished. And it's very strange to have no family to be responsible for and to. So to come amongst friends and family for us this morning, it's been a real delight. We feel, if only for a day, at home. And what you say there, I think, resonates with that. One last one, if there's anything. Oh, what's that?
Expectation.
Now, that's a bit nervous for us, but we'll... but there is a sense of expectation, isn't there? Or else, what's the point of coming? You know, if we're not coming to actually hope to gain something, then we're coming for some very strange reasons, perhaps duty, or because we've always done that, or because we've got nowhere else to go. All quite negative ways of looking at it. So, yes. And there was one over there, I think.
Small groups.
Where you bring your small groups to the main place of worship. So you brought your small group meetings last week to the worship here. Okay, well, yes.
Thanksgiving.
And Thanksgiving, yes. Let's pause to pray. Let's pause to pray. And in here, we've got our stuff of prayer. All the things we've talked about. In our quietness, bring this space here to God. Just pray. Either to yourselves, or if you've got a voice or a prayer that's bubbling inside you, share that if you wish. Lord, we thank you for the journey that's taken us to this point today, for all the things we've talked about, and more. And we say, may this moment of worship here be a means of enabling us to put into shape, to put into place the concerns and anxieties we have. Maybe a place to share the joys and excitements that we've got. And may at the end of our time together say it's been good to be together. Amen. But we're not finished yet. What about next week? What have we got planned for next week? What's school going to be like? We'll just put that in there, okay. Anything else? What else have we got planned for next week?
Work.
Got anything really good happening? Anything exciting?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. She told you, so it must be. Anything else? What was that? Really? I was there a few weeks ago. I got my caravan right on the beach front. It was fabulous. Oh, that's worth three. There we go. And another one. Anything else? Any birthdays? One tomorrow? Right, there you go. Happy birthday. Any anniversaries? Today? How many years? Seven. That's worth... That was, there we go. Anything else?
Volunteering.
Family and?
Volunteering.
Volunteering. And family. Yeah. You see what we're saying here? Actually... Now, my point is, if this is always there, that strikes me as a life that is always looking backwards, always being dragged down by the weight of stuff. And my point today is, what takes us into the future? What hopes and dreams will take us into the future? And the thing is, we've got more hopes and dreams to propel us from this place of worship into next week. Let's sing, Give Thanks. And I think we should stand as well, if we're able, to celebrate what we've thought about and give thanks for what's past, what is today, and what is to come. Let's sing. Thank you.
Amen to all those prayers that have been going up. Please be seated. Our band is going to further enhance our worship as they play to us just now. And this is a very special time of year. Martin and I, when we came last year, we actually came on Remembrance Sunday and had a wonderful time of worship with you then. But as a sort of preparation for that, the band are going to play for us now, I Vow to Thee, My Country.
morning, everyone. We've decided to do something slightly different this morning for singing company. I'm sure you've noticed that we're getting quite a small group now. So we've decided to encourage you all to join in with us as we go interactive. We're all going to stand, if you're willing and able, and sing "Our God is a Great Big God." And if any of the young people / slightly older people, Charlotte, want to join me at the front, I would be more than grateful for some people at the front. I would just also ask for your prayers as well. On Tuesday, we are having a singing company meeting to discuss the next chapter of singing company, so I'd really be grateful for all your prayers. So anyone who wants to join me at the front, please do, and if you would like to stand, if you're willing and able, and we'll join in with "Our God is a Great Big God." Thank you very much.
God is a great big God.
Say now. Yes, we're going to wait upon you for your offering, and at the same time, the young people, it's primary and juniors in the lounge, and I think youth in the community hall. Okay, thank you. We'll accept your gifts, please, right now. Shall we pray? If we were to keep thanking you for all the gifts you give us, Lord, we would never stop praying. You give and give and give again. This morning, as we have given back to you, I just simply ask that you will accept it. And as always, ask that you will help us to use it wisely for your kingdom's sake here in our town of Felixstowe. Hear this prayer I ask in your precious name. Amen. Amen. Tea and coffee. Important part of any Salvation Army Corps will be served following our worship this morning in the community hall. Please feel liberty to join us there for coffee, tea, and a good chat to get to know each other a bit better. There will be an open-air witness just after 12 o'clock on the triangle, and again, invite you to come along and sing along with us. This evening, normally in our Sunday meetings on the first and third Sunday, we have a much smaller group than we have in the morning, and we've had some very interesting meetings over the last few months, and tonight I'm sure will be no different, but our majors are staying behind and going back to Norwich late to conduct that meeting. So if you'd like to come along, make it a special occasion for yourself, you'll be very, very welcome. The bulletin is full of so much. This is the problem with this core. It's doing too much. It's too much work and no pleasure at all. But it's great, isn't it? There's something going on all the time, and you'll have to take your bulletin home to read it. But I must just remind you that some really, really good handmade poppies by our craft group have been made. They're £1.50 each. Some of you are wearing them today, but there are still some available as you go out this morning. We've got more coffee mornings, more Christmas bazaars coming up. But just to remind you of a very important one in the core calendar, that is from the 3rd to the 7th of December, our very now famous Christmas tree festival will take place. And to remind you, finally, that on the 17th of November, that is the Sunday you need to bring in your shoeboxes for the shoebox appeal. We'll be grateful if you could do that. You heard John saying thank you this morning for those of you who prayed and I'm sure sent cards and good messages to them. Also, Ray had a similar, I think, operation. So they're twins now, I think. And Ray would like to thank you for his cards and your messages and your prayers. Thank you very much for that.
We're going to continue in worship now as the songsters bring to us their message. And they are singing to us a beautiful song, which actually reminds us again of our focus as the title God and God Alone. thank you, songsters, for your contribution. We're very aware, certainly I am, as being a songster at the moment, the work that goes into that. It doesn't just happen. But don't take them for granted, because to have that part of your worship is a very, very precious thing, that and the band. You do realise that you are, in your own right, worship leaders, because you point us in the direction, and you have a vastly important job within the Corps. We travel around the division, and certainly Martin and I, in all that we do, travel quite widely, and we see Corps where they're not blessed with the level of music groups that you've got. So it's been a true pleasure this morning to hear you, and to have that as a real addition, good addition, to our worship. Before Martin brings the word to us, we're going to sing again, and it's Psalm 573. If you've got a songbook, "Be thou my vision, O Lord of my heart. Be all else but naught to me, save that thou art. Be thou my best thought in the day and the night, both waking and sleeping, thy presence my light." You're looking so comfortable. I'm just wondering whether I should make them stand. I'll let you sit, unless somebody's absolutely desperate to get up. But we will let you sit as you reflect on these words as we sing these five verses together. Thank you.
Thank you.
love looking around old churches. I don't know whether you find the same. Looking around old churches, and particularly Norfolk and Suffolk, there seems to be an awful lot of old churches. Spent some time these last few months going to churches where that's all there is. There's just this church in a field in the middle of what appears to be in the middle of nowhere. And I've been fascinated as to why that's the case. What has isolated it where it is? What's its history? And as you walk around them, you see these memorial stones for people who died hundreds of years ago. Or there are things made in memory of or because of various circumstances. I find that really fascinating. It's like history unfolding. I find that really important to also think that what history created all that. And it then makes me think, well, as I get a little bit older, I become a historical figure. Because I can remember when the first man on the moon landed. And I've said that to some young people, and they've said, "What, really? Are you that old?" which is quite worrying. So obviously I'm a historical figure already. Now, looking around, and I don't want to make any judgments, there are a number of you who are even more historical. But I'll just leave it there for that moment. But I look around Felixstowe Court, and there's a heritage, isn't there, here? Behind me, there's this great big banner that talks about something that happened in 1886 and something of the history that's unfolding there. Now, I spent a while making these scales, and it seemed a shame just to waste it, or rather not waste it, just use it on one thing. So let's go back to these scales for a moment and just consider something of who we are as a Salvation Army, particularly here. You have your history of the Salvation Army. Michelle tonight is going to be talking a little bit about something of our history and where mission fits in with that. And I'd encourage you to come. She's really enjoyable to listen to, and I like her, so that's a good start, isn't it? So we have our history, and that goes there. We've got also, let's see what else we've got here. We've got this sense of who we are, these groups. We've got families. Now, I've been to some calls where one family has been the anchor for the corps that has dragged it back and kept it where it was. Some anchors are good, some anchors are not so good. And so there's family, isn't there, in a corps? So that goes there. And the tentacles of family can go into all sorts of different places. Positively and negatively. What else? Well, we've got our core program here. We've got this list of to-do things. You know that kind of phrases you hear? We've always done it this way. And we're always going to. And it goes there. In a sense, we've got this one here, it's like the family tree. It's our heritage. It's the journey that took us, or took you, to this place. And there was probably another place before that. That's part of our family tree. And that goes there. And we could go on, couldn't we? What other things here hold us in this place? And my question is, in terms of mission, is there sufficient here to move forward? I like that as a lovely illustration, because it's visible, isn't it? Is there sufficient here to take us into Monday feeling positive and encouraged and hopeful? Because the answer really is, if there isn't, you could argue we may just simply become a museum. There is a cycle of thinking which talks about movement, mission, monument, museum, mausoleum. Now, some of the churches I went to visit, stuck in the middle of nowhere, are mausoleums. The community that was around there when it was first built have moved on. And it's become a mausoleum. Here's the question. What can I put in here that speaks about Felixstowe Core moving into the future? Now, this is where it gets interactive again. And if nothing said, you know the picture you're painting. If nothing said, we're looking back. And that's where we're staying. So, come on then. What can I put in here to take us into the future?
An officer.
An officer, right. Let's put that down to hope, shall we? John had a conversation before the meeting. Are you staying? Youth. Here we go. Now, I was fascinated by the phrase that you used about you having a meeting on Tuesday to plan the next chapter of the singing company. Now, there's lots of different ways we could put something. We could say, well, it's stopped and we can't think what to do. But to plan the next chapter is about hope. Okay? Anything else? Oh, hang on.
Oasis Cafe.
That's the room up there, isn't it? Yeah, okay. So I'm going to put that with that one, with people meeting together and conversation. Because the cafe is more than just the building. It's the community. It's also good coffee and the best biscuits. Okay?
Prayer,
yes. Ooh, let's see. What picture should we have for that one? Well, let's put that there. Hopes and dreams. Because prayer is, as we started off, looking back and gathering together those concerns, those celebrations of the past. But also then saying, praying for the future.
Small groups.
Now, you're the second person to say that. There is something within our communities where small groups actually become the engine room of the core. Or any church. If you only met on a Sunday and said goodbye to people on this after the meeting and then re-met on next Sunday, without any reference to how we're growing and developing, we become the journey just takes longer, doesn't it? So small groups. I've got a picture for that. Yes, here we go. There's hope, isn't there? Teamwork. Program, core program and teamwork, okay? Do you get my point? And already we've described something of this core that says we are looking ahead. That's so important. It's about being encouraged. It's about being Christian men and women, boys and girls, gathering together. And yes, celebrating where we've come from. But also looking for the journey that lies ahead. One of the things I've been doing recently is listening to the Bible through the year. And I've got to be careful, it's not David Suchard, because that's the chocolate, but David Suchet. Suchet, is that right? And his voice is fabulous. Now, I was listening to something in Job, and you might think, Job, my goodness me, what a book to get immersed into. A book of absolute misery and dismal concerns. But there's a bit towards the end where it's called an interlude. Job chapter 28. And he just takes stock for a moment of all the stuff that's happened. And before he just concludes and asks some questions about who God is and what God does for us. Now, I'm going to bring David Suchet at great expense into this building, I hope. So let's play him and see what you think. If you have your Bibles with you, it's Job chapter 28, starting at verse 1. Job chapter 28, starting at verse 1. And I hope this works, okay?
This is on Job chapter 28. There is a mine for silver and a place where gold is refined. Iron is taken from the earth and copper is smelted from ore. Mortals put an end to the darkness. They search out the farthest recesses for ore in the blackest darkness. Far from human dwellings, they cut a shaft in places untouched by human feet. Far from other people, they dangle and sway. The earth from which food comes is transformed below as by fire. Lapis lazuli comes from its rocks, and its dust contains nuggets of gold. No bird of prey knows that hidden path. No falcon's eye has seen it. Proud beasts do not set foot on it, and no lion prowls there. People assault the flinty rock with their hands and lay bare the roots of the mountains. They tunnel through the rock. Their eyes see all its treasures. They search the sources of the rivers and bring hidden things to light. But where can wisdom be found? Where does understanding dwell? No mortal comprehends its worth. It cannot be found in the land of the living. The deep says, it is not in me. The sea says, it is not with me. It cannot be bought with the finest gold, nor can its price be weighed out in silver. It cannot be bought with the gold of Ophir, with precious onyx or lapis lazuli. Neither gold nor crystal can compare with it, nor can it be had for jewels of gold. Coral and jasper are not worthy of mention. The price of wisdom is beyond rubies. The topaz of Cush cannot compare with it. It cannot be bought with pure gold. Where then does wisdom come from? Where does understanding dwell? It is hidden from the eyes of every living thing, concealed even from the birds in the sky. Destruction and death say, only a rumor of it has reached our ears. God understands the way to it, and he alone knows where it dwells. For he views the ends of the earth and sees everything under the heavens. When he established the force of the wind and measured out the waters, when he made a decree for the rain and a path for the thunderstorm, then he looked at wisdom and appraised it. He confirmed it and tested it. And he said to the human race, the fear of the Lord, that is wisdom. And to shun evil is understanding. Job.
I listened to that and listened again. And isn't it lovely? I listened to his voice. But there he's talking about the jewels that's in the earth. The lapis lazuli that was mined. The gold, the emeralds, the pearls, the rubies. And he says, that's great, but it's not enough. You have gems and rubies and pearls in this space here. Your past, your ancestry, if you like. But it's the past. Wisdom and understanding is needed to take you to the future. And wisdom, he talked about, is the fear of the Lord. And the fear of the Lord is interpreted for us nowadays as not a frightened fear, but a recognize that God is here. Let's recognize that. when Jesus said, love your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. He's saying, recognize there's something bigger than you. We're living in a world where me too is a constant phrase that's been used. I, me, what I want to do. God's saying, there's something more than me and you. He's there for each of us. An understanding? That's brought through God's presence in this place. As you work together and understand what the next chapter of this core might look like. One phrase to leave you with. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Take your everyday walking around life and offer it to God. Paul goes on to talk about what that offering might look like. But the first stage is be men and women of God. Celebrate all that is past, but anticipate all that's to come. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for moments like this, this fulcrum moment of today. May tomorrow be better because we've met today. May we relish the opportunity of moving towards next Sunday so together again we can say, God is here. And may through those meetings, the small group meetings, the music rehearsals, practices, the cafe, may we gain a greater understanding of who we are as men and women and boys and girls of Jesus Christ. Amen. Let's stand. And there's a song that we need to sing because it takes all what we've said throughout the morning and brings it all together. Lord, for the years, your love has kept and guided us. And the last verse takes it into the future. So let's stand. You look right too comfortable now. And let's conclude our worship.